Thanksgiving by Mila. Let me tell you about Thanksgiving. We celebrate it at my aunt's or grandparents' house. We prepare by cooking the food. We have smoked turkey, ham, homemade mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, dinner rolls, canned cranberry sauce, pie, martinellis, and pound cake. We decide at whose house we are having it and order the ham. We eat these special foods only on the holiday because it is what the pilgrims served. The family decides who is doing which food, drink, and dessert. We spend all day cooking. You can hear the sizzling of the pan, and when we clean the house, you can hear the vacuum. And my grandpa cooks the smoked turkey, buys the canned cranberry sauce, and the pound cake. My mom cooks her best mac and cheese and gets the dinner rolls, and my aunt gets the martinellis and Brussels sprouts to cook at my grandparents'. My mom boils the macaroni from 15 to 20 minutes. She drains it. In a 9x12 pan, she layers the macaroni on the bottom. I put some of the macaroni in and cover it with shredded cheddar cheese. We repeat the layers, ending with cheese on top. We sprinkle pepper on top and pour the secret ingredient over it, and cover the pan with foil. We bake it at 350 degrees for 45 minutes or until it's brown and bubbly. My family gets together on Thanksgiving to give thanks and celebrate when the pilgrims took over the Indian land and then became nice to them when they share their food with them and show them how to grow crops. And we get to spend time with family and friends. After we eat, we talk about what happened so far in the year, and the adults talk about their work. We watch movies on the two TVs in the living room and kitchen. The adults watch Animal Planet while everyone eats dessert. My cousins watch things like Disney Channel, Wizards of Waverly Place, or other channels. I usually read, watch with the adults' cousins, or listen to the adults' conversations.